River 949.
It's 14 degrees at North Beval. Good morning, Tanya Schoaf with the 9 o'clock news update. 11 men across the country, including one Queensland man, have been charged for sharing images and videos of children being sexually abused, some as young as four. Caroline Morano reports.
One man's a school teacher, another a farmer, one a security worker, another a convicted sex offender, all aged between 28 and 67, many with access to children daily. During a four-month federal police operation, covert operatives infiltrated a sophisticated online child abuse network, some secretly taking the place of those they arrested to further delve into the web. Police say the organization used peer-to-peer software that's harder for law enforcement to detect illegal material. The most rattling twist to the story, two children who were identified in seized footage have been rescued.
A man suspected of being involved in a series of violent armed robberies in southeast Queensland has been arrested at gunpoint after a chase through Brisbane. A 23-year-old man who police say was armed crashed the car he was driving in Fortitude Valley as the pursuit ended. Police say they had the man under surveillance and when they tried to approach him, he took off. It's believed the man is linked to a number of hold-ups on the Gold Coast. An inquiry into the responsiveness of insurance companies during this summer's natural disasters has been organised by a federal member for Blair, Shane Newman. Mr Newman says many insurance companies did not adequately support people in southeast Queensland during the floods and that an inquiry will determine whether the industry needs to be more accountable under such circumstances.
I don't think people want a witch hunt of insurers. I think what they want to make sure is that the insurance companies are responsive and accountable. They need to be. I'm convinced that locally people think the timeliness and the adequacy of the insurance industry response led to a lot to be desired during the floods in southeast Queensland.
Volcanic ash continues to affect flights in and out of Tasmania and New Zealand. Qantas, Jetstar and Tiger Airways have cancelled all services to the destinations, affecting up to 23,000 passengers. The plume is not forecast to move significantly today. Meantime, another ash cloud currently off the coast of Perth is also making its way towards the mainland. Airlines as well as Air Services Australia are monitoring the situation. And Indonesia's agriculture minister has criticised Australia's decision to suspend live cattle exports, labelling it as unfair and complaining the move was announced without any consultation with his government. The minister says the decision was rushed and only made in response to public pressure in Australia.
River 949 Sport.
The Blue Ribbon Cherry, wrapping up the end of financial year with a sale, so why would you pick anything else?
And Darren Lockyer makes his final Sydney Origin appearance tonight. Peter Pasoltis is covering the game.
Tonight's Origin will be a historic one for many reasons, most notably for Maroon skipper Darren Lockyer, who will tonight overtake Alan Langer as the most capped Origin player in history. Lockyer will play his final Origin game in Sydney tonight, and victory for Queensland will see the Maroons seal six series wins in a row. ANZ Stadium is a sellout for the clash. Kick-off tonight is at 8 o'clock.
In the AFL, Geelong's Joel Selwood has received a four-match suspension at an AFL tribunal hearing after pleading guilty to striking a Hawthorn opponent. And Leighton Hewitt's world ranking has slipped to its lowest position in 13 years, down to 130. And from the Around River Files this morning, head to the free tool library held each Saturday morning at the Ipswich State High School for flood-affected residents. For more information, click on the Around River Files at river949.com. Thanks to Nine News Nightly at 6.
Snap Fitness is